100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Not dead yet, so let's have ourselves a weekly challenge. That's where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week was, how does that grab you? We had a bunch of stories in on the topic of, how does that grab you? So let's go ahead and get right to it.
Rick Thomas here with my contribution to this week's weekly challenge, how does that grab you? High maintenance. She was beautiful, but she was a handful. Long blonde hair, blue eyes, that shape men like. Her clothing showed a real knack for style. She saw my drink and said, don't overdo it. Drunks turn me off. I offered her a beer. She said, I only drink red wine. I put on some country music. She said, really? Can't you find something more contemporary? Do you like fruit? I asked. Her face lit up. Oh, yes. Fruit is healthy and tasty, she replied. Well, tonight, I said, we're having ribs. How do you like them apples?
Good evening. This is Jay Radimus with my story for Weekly Challenge 771, How Does That Grab You? And my story is entitled The Claw. A jostling, then she felt a falling. She landed with a soft bump. She blinked as her eyes adjusted to the light and her surroundings came into focus. Beyond the bodies around her, she was surrounded by clear glass walls and a solid ceiling above her. From the ceiling hung a shiny four-armed claw connected to two tracks and a coiled cable. Except for periods of darkness beyond her fluorescent prison, there was almost constant movement beyond the glass. A figure approached, and the face of a giant peered in at her. There were clicks and clunks. The claw awoke. Well, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. How does that grab you? Silence. Her friend shrugged, a hint of contempt dripping from his lips. Any other ideas? Her friend shrugged again. She was on the verge of screaming and tossing all the brochures in the garbage. No cruise, too many germs, no camping, too many bugs, no flying, too many... What was it again? Her friend sneered. She could see he was amused, and that only made things worse. What about the show? He shrugged. Oh, bloody hell, just tell me what you want. He turned and walked away. She nodded. Yep, not worth it. Glad it's over. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the Pariah series, coming soon to Amazon. And this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 771, with the prompt of, how does that grab you? Well, here's my story. While the firefighters put out the blaze at Bilbert's house, he and his parents went and sat in his mother's car. Mr. Blanketmaker said, while they're putting out the house, I think we should get a quick bite to eat. How does that grab you? Mrs. Blanket Maker started the car. Interesting choice of words, but yes, let's eat. She turned the car around. Anyway, when Nuclear Fission and I were sophomores, we both had a crush on the captain of the chess team. I know, we were nerds. He chose me over her, and it all went downhill from there. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, hello, my mama, my nay. Hello, night people. Tom here. Boy, I feel awful. I almost blew this off. 16 years. I've done this in the hospital, on the road, in hotels. I've done this sick, broken, tired, falling apart, and damned if I just lost the effort to do it. But I've rallied, and when I finish this, I'm going to go collapse. Sorry, but welcome to my world, which looks a lot like yours. My story this week is, how does that grab you? At this moment, the that is the effect of the shot for this fucking virus. The kind nurse asked what arm I would like to get it in. I said, I have no idea. But then after a beat, I said, the left. Good call, Tom. My arm feels like some crazed middle school punched it for a day and a half. The last 2 days are dotted with damn, 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 damn. But wait. Today, the other flu-like symptoms arrived. I came so close to skipping this week. But grab this Corona 20. Fuck you. I hope you're all well. Please stay safe. And that's it for this week. Good night, night people. Wait, are the night people Americans? Good night, America, wherever you are. Tom out.
Morning all, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic, how does that grab you? It's called The PR Man Cometh. Why were we paying these guys? Seriously, they were the worst ad agency I'd ever encountered. Lame ideas, totally ineffective publicity campaigns, and so far, not a single new sale since engaging them. If anything, we'd started hemorrhaging cash, and most of it was going to these losers. This latest stunt they'd pulled was by far the worst, a completely pointless exercise in flushing our reputation down the toilet. PowerPoint presentation finished, the ad guy smiled. So, how does that grab you? I thought grimly of the 3 years of the contract still yet to run. By the balls, apparently. I'm done. Until next week. Goodbye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. I'd invited the guys round for some fantasy roleplay games. We'd dressed up in costume, and I'd spent hours decorating the place to look like a dungeon. This was no board game, we were acting it out, for real. Jimmy read from the card. You sneak carefully past the clutching hands, in the hallway. Then laughed when he saw the clumsily modeled latex arms I'd glued to the wall. As if, he snorted. Those are crap, how are they going to grab me? They don't. I snarled, grabbing him by the throat and squeezing the life from him. I do. Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Over at Amazon, they're automating everything they can. Instead of people walking rows of shelves, the shelves come to the people to pick and bin. Then the bins route to packers to pack. Printers label the packages for routing. Packages travel along miles and miles of conveyor belts. They're loaded onto trucks and sent out for further processing and transport, until they're eventually delivered. There's still some humans involved in picking and packing and delivering, but more robots are coming. Some are working side by side with their human counterparts, who often get too close and end up grabbed and mangled.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of, how does that grab you? You can check out the text of the stories, the links to their pages, all the important stuff, archives over 15 years, all of that at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, along with the topic of the next weekly challenge, which is, well, it's a pick two, and it's a long list, so you really ought to go to the site, but here's a hint. Prowling, cannon, everything, 222, risk, delinquent, spray tan, and those are the three spellings of two, T-O-T-O-O-T-W-O. Okay, I ruined the surprise. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this, week in, week out, whether you take a break or not. And there are some people that are regulars that are taking a break. It's like, okay, if you do come up with a story, or, oh my God, it got stuck in email, I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Thank you all for being a part of the weekly challenge. And as always, keep it brief.